love Unofficial Mills.
This is a download from unofficialmills.co.uk.
Right, theme tune.
I've boshed banter in Prague. I've dressed up as a Smurf. I've swapped lives with a German. Bought strip pens in France. I've covered teachers in sunscreen. Nearly drowned in some foam. I had a naked massage. Me and my mates had a laugh. I did
24 years at the top end.
At the tap end.
So if you've never heard this before, these are exclusive extracts from my friend Chris here's biography, which he's writing. And it's called 24 Years at the Tap End because...
it basically took me 24 years to realise that it's comfier to lie in the bath the right way rather than your heads against the taps.
I get loads of tweets all the time from people having a bath at the tap end, do you?
I know, the weirdest...
And taking pictures of
yeah,
it?
Yeah, that's the weirdest, is when I people send me photos of them against the tap end, I kind of think... you know, I appreciate the tribute, but...
they do it a lot, I get
don't want to see it.
Right, okay, let's get into it then. Monday's Tap End, another extract from the autobiography. I am keen, I'll tell you how keen. I am Hyacinth Bouquet from hugely popular 90s sitcom... keening up appearances.
Wow. I'm popular TV personality Sarah Keeney.
Of a property?
Of a property, yeah. Okay, I'm going to take you to my 24th year at the tap end if you're keen and ready.
I am.
I'm ready.
I'm Hyacinth.
And I'm ready now. Over the last year, me and Radio 1's Scott Mills have travelled to some exciting places together. From Cavos to Newquay, and Zante to Darlington. Mostly to DJ at a club in one of these towns, but occasionally for a mini lad's holiday away. We always have a laugh though. For me, flying somewhere is really exciting. I've never been a great flyer, but I find the whole experience quite cool. Scott has done this kind of thing enough times, so usually we make it on the plane just before the gate closes. I mean, there's been times where we've ran through the airport, Home Alone style.
Often. Often they'll be calling my name out on the tannoy. That's never good, is it?
We always have a laugh looking at the slogans and nicknames on shirts of groups of lads and girls heading out to different resorts. And Scott loves nothing more than these groups coming up to him and getting photos. If you're ever at the airport and spot Scott, even if he's on the phone, make sure you go up to him and demand your photo. He loves it. I remember once we were at an airport and there was a load of women... in Little Miss shirts. So they were all called like Little Miss Naughty. Little Miss Naughty. And it was a load of them like that. And then there was another group of girls who all used those Take Me Out slogans.
Yeah. So on the back let the toad see the hole.
Exactly, yeah.
They were all on.
It was like let the nut see the cracker. And but you particularly love having photos, don't you?
Oh yeah, I'm always happy to do that.
Generally, he just falls asleep on the plane.
Yeah.
When I sat next to him on the flight back from Zante, he fell asleep and would constantly kick the chair in front of him.
I do that.
He's quite an aggressive sleeper.
That's true.
It annoyed the lady in front so much she asked to be moved.
Yeah.
Unfortunately, the flight was full and she just had to take it.
I don't know why, but I do seem to kick out.
Yeah, you do. But the thing is, because you're asleep, you don't have to deal with the embarrassment that comes from being with you.
Sorry.
But travelling aside, we always have a laugh when getting away somewhere. So when it came to our birthdays last year, we decided to team up and go somewhere for a joint birthday.
Oh, yes.
And head to Torquay to stay in the hotel that was featuring in one of our favourite TV shows called The Hotel.
It's back on. Have you seen the new one?
I've seen bits of it, yeah.
I still love it.
A few friends got involved and everyone headed to sunny Torquay by train for what was set to be a good lads' weekend. If you haven't seen the TV show, the hotel that features in the TV show is ran by an eccentric guy called Mark, who's a legend, but it's fair to say the hotel isn't the best, and that's what makes for some funny TV. As we arrived, I was proper excited. You know when you're watching TV and you sort of, suddenly you're part of what
you're in it.
You're in the TV set. As we arrived quite late on the first night, we had a couple of drinks, met the manager Mark, who was exactly like they portrayed him on TV, and went to bed ready for the big day the following day. He was exactly like the TV show.
I mean, there was absolutely no acting or anything going on there. He is exactly the same. And so is Christian.
And what's the lady?
Alison.
Alison, that's yes. it. You really got on with her, didn't you?
Yes.
You just have whole conversations of doing
yes.
that.
A lot, yeah. yes.
The first thing I did the next day was head into Torquay to find somewhere I could get some shirts made for everyone. I decided on Lads on Torquay as the slogan, keeping it simple and classy. Luckily, the weather was amazing, so I treated myself to ice cream and chips. Seagulls were out in force, though, and proper vicious. They are scary creatures and forced me to drop my chips. Apart from that, it was a good lads' weekend. Me and Scott even went to go play a bit of crazy golf, something he really wasn't keen on, but was surprisingly good at.
I loved that, you know.
I don't think you allow yourself to do as much sport as I think you were genuinely
it's not
like
sport.
Crazy golf?
Not really.
Well, it kind of is.
It's not.
But the big highlight of our birthday was due to be at that evening's party night. The hotel manager, Mark, was very excited about this and had told us he had made some special plans. Me and Scott arrived in the hotel bar, which was rammed with people. There was a good atmosphere, but Scott was quite keen to stay a bit out of the way and not draw too much attention to himself. But Mark, the manager, had other plans.
I wanted it to be like a quiet affair, but it wasn't.
It became apparent that the bar was full of people who had been told that Scott Mills was celebrating his birthday at the hotel that night, and that Scott Mills and Chris Moyles were both there.
I don't know where they got that from.
It was, I think they just heard Chris was coming with you.
Yeah.
And assumed it was Chris Moyles.
Oh.
It had become the talk of the town.
It really was. It was on Twitter. Everyone was like, oh, Chris Moyles is here. And it wasn't. It was you. How disappointing.
And yeah, that's the thing. It was my birthday and I feel like I was turning up and disappointing a bar full of people.
That bar was rammed.
It was rammed.
Where is Moylesy?
But what other hotel advertises who's staying in that hotel?
That's what makes them different.
It was crazy. Like, you can't do that, I'm sure.
Can you imagine if it was like a really famous person in a really posh hotel?
Yeah.
Like, come on down, we've got George Clooney in the bar from Seven.
It was just crazy, wasn't it? All these people there.
They like, wouldn't do that, would they?
And we walked in and I remember thinking, there's something a bit odd about this. Like, this isn't just your average hotel bar, sort of. Me and Scott were shown to two seats right in the centre of the room and a massive cake was wheeled out in front of us. Everyone around was taking photos, but it was all a sweet gesture as the whole bar started to sing happy birthday to me and Scott. I think by then they'd realised Chris Moyles wasn't turning up.
Yeah, I think they were over it by then, yeah.
But as the song ended, the top of the cake crashed open and out popped a man in full drag who promptly burst out the cake and grabbed me. It was my first experience of a drag queen and it came as a bit of a shock. Scott seemed to find the situation less daunting, however.
I've just seen him before.
Yeah, it was something which was very new and shocking to me.
Yeah, I've had previous.
It was a lively start to party night, but most people in there were there to see Scott. So a lot of the night was spent taking photos of him on other people's cameras.
Sorry.
After a while, he decided to call it a night and sneaked off to bed. The problem is, though, his room was really close to the bar. So lots of people saw him sneaking away and then formed a queue outside of his door.
True.
Wanting a photo and an autograph.
I was like, oh, I'm going to go to bed now, but I'm just going to sneak off. And then literally 5 minutes later, there's these girls going,
Scott Mills!
Scott Mills! Scott Mills! Which is nice.
It was brilliant. It was just like, it was such a surreal experience, the whole thing, wasn't it?
I literally opened the door. I was like, why is there a queue of people? Oh, hi.
It was like you got out of bed and did like a meet and greet.
I was in my pants by then.
He seemed pretty tired on the train home the next day. In fact, Scott Mills slept the whole way home. Of course, kicking the person in front's chair the entire 3 hours, 5 minutes. All in all, it was a good weekend, though, and a good joint birthday. But this year, I want to try and think of something for us to do which can better it.
Maybe we should find another, like, a TV show, reality TV show, where we can visit for our birthdays.
Yeah, that's a really good idea.
Where else can we go that's on TV?
Well, we could do a party in that tent from the Great British Bake Off.
Why don't we try and go to Downton Abbey?
I was watching Mr. Selfridge last night, but I don't think we can do our birthday party in...
We'll just call them then. I think hiring Downton Abbey, the actual building, might be quite expensive.
Yeah.
And also, unlike the hotel, you won't see Dame Maggie Smith, will you? She's not going to be there going, hello? I will have a think. Any ideas, let me know.
I've boshed banter in Prague. I've dressed up as a Smurf. I've swapped lives with a German. Bought strip pens in France. I've covered teachers in sunscreen. Nearly drowned in some foam. I had a naked massage. Me and my mates had a laugh. I did
24 years at the top end.
At the tap end.
Unofficial Mills.